Chateau Tongariro is continuing to deteriorate despite taxpayers forking out millions on its upkeep. The historic building is in need of repairs, but there's no certainty yet about when or if that will happen. Our reporter Jimmy Ellingham's been looking into the story and he joins us now. Kia ora, Jimmy. You've got some briefing papers from DOC to the Conservation Minister. What are they talking about?
Kia ora. Yes, they show that since the chateau shut in February last year, that's when operator Carr New Zealand pulled out after about 30 years, that almost $2 million has been spent by DOC on maintenance of the chateau, but the building is still deteriorating. That's because it's got weather-tight problems. Now, we knew before this that there were earthquake issues there. The building received an E-grade seismic assessment, which means the risk of a quake, the risk in a quake is 25 times that of a new build, but these weather tightness issues are now causing further deterioration. As you say, we got a briefing to Conservation Minister Tama Pōtaka from DOC officials. Now, Mr. Pōtaka's told us no decisions on the building have been made yet, and he's still taking advice, and he says it's essential that we get the best outcome. But that briefing to him gave six options about what could happen for the building. One was to spend about $2 million a year. At the moment, they've spent $1.82 million since the closure in February last year, and that's just doing maintenance and repairs. But the problem there is that there is further deterioration. Another option was to decommission the building at $1.27 million, but the DOC officials say that there's a risk there with DOC being held responsible by the public for that. Another option is to spend a minimal amount on maintenance, about $1.73 million, but in that case the officials say there would be rapid deterioration. There's a couple of options that don't have a costing. It was withheld from us. One is to do critical repairs, and another one is to do those and fix those weather-tight problems. The sixth option is to get consultants in to see what's required. Now, that could cost $1.2 million, and that's just for 6 months of work, just having a look around, basically. So further deterioration would happen there. Now, DOC points out, too, that it's doing basic ad hoc repairs, but the weather-tight work is urgent, and it also says that it's funding it out of its own coffers, and that's having a detrimental effect on its finances. On top of all that, Lisa, we've also got, according to some other papers I got, a fire resistance problem there. A building inspector says there's very significant works are needed there, so that could potentially be costly as well.
Jimmy, any clues in these papers as to possible future leases for the building?
Well, back last year when some of these papers were written, DOC was telling Mr. Pōtaka, Tama Pōtaka, that it expected by the middle of this year to complete an expression of interest process. It's pretty clear that that's possibly not happened. The papers also say that local iwi would like to see concessions, which is the license to operate something on DOC land, in line with RAL, Ruapehu Alpine Lifts concessions, or the concessions for the companies taking over there. So that's about 5 to 10 years, and Pure Tūroa, which is operating the Tūroa ski field, is clearly okay with that, but the company lined up to take over the Whakapapa side, which is on the chateau side of Mount Ruapehu, Whakapapa Holdings, pulled out of that because it said 5 to 10 years doesn't provide enough long-term certainty. Mike Tully, he's a senior DOC manager, and he told us that DOC's not yet in discussion with any interested parties, but we've heard from Ruapehu Mayor Western Curtin that there's been quite a few operators or potential expressions of interest that he's heard about, so there is interest in this building.
Thanks for the update, Jimmy. That's our reporter Jimmy Ellingham there talking about the Chateau Tongariro and how much it's costing to look after it.